Broadcasting live from the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum in Columbus, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome back to Booth 61 at the beautiful Columbus Convention and Trade Center. It's been a great morning so far, and it just got a lot better for me. Old friend Gardner Gerard has joined us in Booth 61. I've known Gardner and his family for all of my life, having grown up in Columbus. And I didn't see Gardner for many years, and then I was at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and he began Total Technology Ventures, which is started here in Columbus, but they main operations in Atlanta, I would assume, and they've invested in some great portfolio companies. But to begin with, Gardner, welcome to Booth 61.
Thank you.
Now, you live full-time in Atlanta now.
I do. I've lived in Atlanta since 94, but obviously I grew up here in Columbus, was born here in 1970, and I still call Columbus home a lot of times.
Well, 1970 was a big year. I got out of Hardaway High School that year. Talk a little bit about coming back to the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum. You were one of the keynote speakers in 2011, if I recall. And what does this event mean to Columbus every year?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to showcase a lot of the world's great leaders and have an opportunity for learning and focusing on leadership. I think it's a real testament to Jimmy Blanchard's kind of passion for leadership. And he's kind of a life learner, and that's something I've always admired and respected about him.
Talk about some of the companies that you're most proud of in your portfolio today. What are a few of the names that you would want to drop that maybe some of our listening audience, which are by and large technology folks, might want to go take a look at as well?
Well, a lot of what we're doing today, Ricky, is we're investing in companies that are really building what I call applications that leverage the modern technology infrastructure okay. that's in place. So if you think about modern technology infrastructure, it'd be internet, it'd be
mobile
phones, tablets, GPS, wireless. And so we focus a lot, being from Columbus, I'm kind of through serendipity, focus a lot on financial services with TSYS and Synovus and Aflac. Frankly, I didn't know you could make money growing up unless you were in financial services being here in Columbus. And so, we focus a lot on entrepreneurs that are building applications that leverage that infrastructure. And one of the ones that I think is one of our up-and-comers is a company called ShopKeep, and that's a business that leverages the tablets and mobile connectivity to be able to run a merchant, to run your entire store on an iPad, actually. And we're partnered with TSYS, and we sell through TSYS to a lot of merchants. In fact, if you go whitewater rafting in Columbus and you go check in, and when you pay and check out, they're actually using our software there at the whitewater rafting store.
And that has been a tremendous success addition to Columbus, Georgia's the whole whitewater rafting experience.
For sure. I was with John Turner at my Georgia Economic Development Board meeting a few months back, and he said it most appropriately, and that Columbus is now officially cool.
Well, I've always thought Columbus was cool, having grown up here, and I even got over to Dinglewood Pharmacy yesterday to check out a good scrambled dog. Share with anybody that maybe some of the takeaways that you picked up last night from Mark Cuban. Was anything particularly that he said, or maybe any of the other speakers this morning? Mr. Woodruff did a nice job. He's a smart young man.
Yeah, sure. I enjoyed Mark Cuban's speech last night. And one of the big takeaways for me that I always like to emphasize, and I see it a lot in the venture capital business with entrepreneurs, that there are so many people out there that have great ideas that really never take that first step. You know, they never initiate the first step in trying to get their business off the ground. And so what I liked a lot about what Mark was saying was, you know, you have to kind of take the fear and set it aside and not be afraid to try. And then the other thing that I think is poignant is, and I read this article about Ted Turner one time on this, where people think entrepreneurs are these big risk takers. And in fact, when Ted Turner started his business originally, he had this billboard business, and he bought TBS, a TV station, as you know, in Atlanta. And people thought he was taking this huge risk, but in fact, he had all of these billboards across the state, and there was 15 to 20% of them were running vacant all the time. So he knew that he could buy this television station and then put free advertising out for himself, because he would just put TBS advertising on the blank billboards. So in fact, he would say he took a very calculated risk, and that he had no intention of ever, gambling. And that's a lot what Mark Cuban was saying last night. He wasn't so afraid of failing that he didn't try, But once he started trying, he was very committed to not losing and not failing.
And so it was almost risk aversive.
Most entrepreneurs that I've gotten to know, the good ones, are very risk averse. They're OCD, but they try to control the risk, and they spend a lot of time on doing that kind of thing. And I think that was a great lesson out of what he had to say last night.
Well, how's my old friend Tom Smith doing?
Oh, he's fantastic. He's been a great mentor to me, and he's still doing very well, and still doling out wise ideas and thoughts on strategy and marketing to entrepreneurs really across the country.
One of the most brilliant men I've had the privilege of meeting, and I think I met him in 80 or shortly after I moved to Atlanta, and he was king of IBM before he actually moved to New York and became king of IBM. I know that's got to be great to have somebody like Mark helping guide Total Technology Ventures.
Yes, Tom, very fortunate there. And I have a couple other partners. I got Mark Johnson, who, as you know, is one of the co-founders.
One of the great ones.
Check Free. So if you're paying a bill today, you're probably using technology Mark started. And then I've got a guy, Sean Banks.
I saw Sean a minute ago.
That's
right.
He's down here. And he's our high IQ guy in the firm.
Well, Gardner, thank you for taking a few minutes to join us in Booth 61. And as always, I thank you for not only your commitment to the entrepreneurial community, but to just the betterment of all mankind. And your speaking here 2 years ago, I think, proved that commitment that you have to help everyone grow and let the rising tide lift all the boats. So the Girards have been a big family in Columbus for a long time, and you continue to take the legacy forward.
Well, thank you, Ricky.